Bus tours are certainly a common thing you see in most cities that show you all of the famous buildings, the famous landmarks and towers and things like that, the bus tours that you usually can find in just about every city around the country. But some of the bus tours are a bit off the normal path, and we have a conversation today with Dave Grandmaisen from Duluth Experience, and they've started a new bus tour called the Dark History Bus Tour here in Duluth. Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good morning. Great. Thanks for having me.
So what was the inspiration for this kind of a tour? There are certainly so many obvious landmarks in Duluth, big ships and towers and bridges and old buildings.
Absolutely.
What inspired a kind of tour called the Dark History Bus Tour?
Well, history is very complex, and we do oftentimes tell the sort of obvious stories when we're talking about history in Duluth and in other cities. But we really wanted to get the story behind the story, and we really wanted to go after the side of Duluth's history that people don't necessarily see, that it's not obvious, and some of the stuff that people don't necessarily like to talk about. And that's kind of that was sort of the impetus for developing our Dark History Tour program, both the walking tours and the bus tours.
So dark history doesn't necessarily mean the seedy or dark as in haunting kind of history necessarily. It just means the unknown history,
right?
The stuff that's been in the shadows.
Absolutely. The stuff that's been in the shadows. And yes, that does include some really interesting paranormal, supernatural stories and people's experiences with ghosts and hauntings. It includes things like the Tenderloin District and Rad Avenue and Canal Park. And it includes things like the ghost fleet of Lake Superior. And, we had pirates on Park Point. A lot of people don't know that. So there's a lot of things that we get into that, it's been in the shadows, and we're trying to bring it out to the light and let people see it.
So often we think of, you go to Europe and you see history that goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, and so things can almost fall into mythology, Arthurian legends, but even just what happened to kings and queens 300-400 years ago seems so unreachable. It's sometimes hard to imagine that Duluth's history is old enough that some of these stories can be forgotten.
Yeah, that's a good point. Duluth has had this really dynamic history. It's relatively short when you think about it in terms of European history and that sort of thing. But there's been a lot of booms and busts and a lot of changes to how this area has looked over the years. I mean, all the way back to, the indigenous folks that came here to the establishment of the fur trade. I mean, Duluth is an important piece of American history because so many things started here.
Yeah, and certainly I imagine the boom between, its foundations in the mid-1800s up to the turn of the century, when the city went from a few wooden houses to, blocks and miles
Absolutely.
And miles of brick buildings within the space of 30 years, a tremendous
things
growth.
Changed so very
things
fast.
Just, yeah.
Yep, and so, and it's things are still changing at a relatively quick pace, and so I think that's how some of those stories sort of fall into the shadows and are forgotten, and like we were talking earlier, if you're not there to tell those stories, they kind of disappear.
Yeah, and I mentioned to you too that when I prepared for this interview, I realized it immediately reminded me of Vertigo, when Scotty Ferguson, the main character played by Jimmy Stewart, is asking a friend for some information about history of San Francisco, and she says, "Oh, the library." And he says, "No, so the other stuff." And she says, "Ah, like who shot who at the Embarcadero in 1879?"
Right.
Do your bus tours have that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so when we're talking about, let's say we're talking about a local haunting legend where people have had legitimate experiences that they believe to be related to the paranormal. We tell that story. We explain what their experience was, but then we dig into the reason why that haunting may have occurred in a specific location, whether it was an argument about the size of someone's nose that led to a gunfight, or arguments over economic situations that led to gunfights that then explain why there may be a haunting in the Depot or the North Shore Theater or other interesting places around Duluth.
How do you even begin to try and how do you dig this stuff up? Where do you find these stories?
Well, I'm really lucky because I have a team of amazing historians, guides who can tell stories. They can do the research. They can uncover interesting anecdotes. We do a lot of research, and we're getting better and better at it. We've been doing history tours for 3 years, and we're getting better and better at developing these different types of these tours and finding the content that's interesting, compelling. It ties it all together for us, and that's important.
Do the tours that you do offer, are there different types of tours? I mean, are there some that are more about the shipping industry, some more about, you know, different developments of certain neighborhoods or certain periods of time? How do you?
Yeah, well, the real difference is that we have sort of a bus tour aspect, and then we have walk-in tours. Within those, we also have then our what we call our Duluth History and Sightseeing Tour, which is kind of the more of like, here's the story behind the founding of Duluth. Here's the story about the construction of the lift bridge, why it is where it is, how it was built, those types of stories. And then we have the dark side tours where we dig in more to those stories that people have forgotten or just don't like to talk about. And then within those tours, we focus on a lot of different aspects, architecture, the founding of Duluth, some of the influential people in town, the tie to some of the Ojibwe stories. So we go, we go back quite a ways and dig up some really interesting stories.
Wow. So with the hauntings and things like that, those things that are a bit more in the paranormal, I realize that sometimes fact and story can blend, but not necessarily. Does it get too far away from truth? I mean, there's got to be a fine line you have to walk sometimes.
There is, but we really, one of the things that we're really proud about is that we really go after the truth. We try to find, like I said, the story behind the story. So I'm not gonna say that, that ghosts exist or don't exist. I'm gonna tell you the experiences that people have had related to their paranormal experience. Mm-hmm. But then we have done the research to find out, well, why could that place be haunted? Here's the murder that happened, or here's the disappearance, or here's the gunfight that might explain why a place could be haunted.
Right.
And so, yeah, you're definitely weaving together legend and true stories. And the key is to do it in a way that's authentic and real and fun.
So much of history can be lost. We think of family history. You and I were talking before we went in the air about family history. And when you go back several generations, you don't know that person's story anymore. And I think about the way Duluth, even, but also like New York City, that constantly rebuilds on itself to the point that you've lost a lot of old architecture. You've lost a lot of the old stories. And so it's great that you can find those hidden things that may not necessarily relate to an object that's still there, but the place still has some history.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that have been influential in Duluth, and quite frankly, a lot of them are forgotten over time, and I think it's important to really tell their stories.
Hmm. So if people want to find out more information about these tours, where can they go to find your website?
Sure. Yeah, our website is the best way to get in touch with us. It's www.theduluthexperience.com. Okay. And click on our history tours and you'll find out a bunch of information.
I can't help but wonder that collecting all these stories and finding all of these things, are you planning on putting a book together, anything like that?
Oh, no. No, we're focused on sort of the storytelling aspect of it from a one-on-one experiential perspective.
Okay.
One of the things we did early on is we actually teamed up with Tony Dierkins, who's a local historian, and he helped us really find some great stories to include in our tours, and now we're just kind of off and running and developing new things all the time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. Thank you, Dave, for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Dave Grandmaisen, the CEO of the Duluth Experience, who is bringing you the darker side of Duluth's history. And we thank you for coming in today.